This first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh my goodness, you're starting off with a little bit of Celtic there, guitar, Celtic finger picked. This guy's a flat picker, too. Donald Clancy, Close to Home, Monahan's Jig, and Old Hag. Hello, everybody. This is Dan Marr. This is Inland Folk for Veterans Day, Veterans Day weekend. Time to remember those veterans, those folks that have come back and have had to deal with all the things they have to deal with, and, of course, the veterans that are gone. And when you do this, don't get too hung up on whether you are opposed to the military or not opposed to the military or opposed to war and not opposed to war and all that. You don't deal with this kind of thing in that way. Yeah, I mean, all that stuff's attached to it and all that stuff, and you want to, you know, those of you have all kinds of views on it and you get militant about military one way or the other. Don't be doing that. This is to honor those people who have served. And it's really, really important because some of those folks went through stuff. There's just no way we could ever, ever, ever understand it. No possible way. And so who are we to judge? Now, granted, they made their choices and all that kind of thing. But at the same time, again, they went through things that you and I could never even remotely comprehend. And yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on here, and I don't want to get into it to make an argumentative thing. I'm just saying that Veterans Day is a positive. It is a time that we celebrate and understand the work that those folks have done and the trials and tribulations they're going through now, and the way that veterans themselves contribute to community organizations and to communities, because they have had certain experiences and they do have wisdom and they do have some things going on. They got a lot of other stuff going on too, but they got the experience, and that's what we have to really respect our veterans for. All righty? So that being said, enjoy your Veterans Day, and you veterans, enjoy the fact that those of us who get it, and that doesn't make us any superior or anything, it's just that we get it, that we honor you and salute you and all that kind of thing. All righty? Okay, and this is also the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival Day, and right now, this very minute, I am live up in Spokane. I'll be on that radio program that Spokane Public Radio is doing down there from the Spokane Community College there. This is a two-day thing. You should go both days. It is a festival, folks. It's not a series of concerts you just go to and then leave and go vacuum your house and then come back. Mm-mm. You vacuum your house before you go, and then you do the whole festival. And it runs till 5 o'clock on Sunday, starts at 11 on Sunday. They do it for 6 hours, and they do it because it's necessary. That's such a cool deal. So if nothing else, show up on the Sunday. A lot of cool performances. Then Hank Kramer's going to be there both days, and I will be there. And Sisit Shaya's going to be in the auditorium on Sunday. The Great Marimba Group, check them out. It is an awesome festival. It culminates the festival season, folks. And it is one of the most wonderful events in the eastern part of the Northwest. And so there you go. Awesome musicians are from as far away as Montana and places like that. Pretty neat. Pretty neat. Yes, indeed. So there you be. All righty? We had a pledge drive 2 weeks ago. The way this all had to work, and we recorded a show, the show that aired last week. We had a pledge drive for Northwest Public Radio on the 28th of October. We had one for Spokane Public Radio on the 21st of October. This is the first time I've been able to speak to you about all of those since then, the way it's all worked out. Thanks also very, very much. And the Spokane Public Radio pledge drive, we made our goal big time before we were even halfway through the show. And Caredwin Spatz and Carlos Alden and myself, we just had fun jamming. We had fun playing. We had fun. And those guys are so awesome to work with. It's a real honor to work with them. And it's really cool. And so we did a good job on that. Thanks to those of you from Spokane Public Radio who pledged on that one. And then in the Northwest Public Radio little special Inland Folk celebration, it was done as a celebration. And we had about 100 people phone in and do pledges. And it was so awesome. And what it was basically was not just a pledge drive, but it was sort of a celebration of the 35 years of Inland Folk, because we're still in that 35th year anniversary thing. That doesn't end until really June the 35th year wouldn't end until June of next year. But we're not going to belabor that point. Anyway, here's the deal. A lot of people phoned in. And a lot of people said, way cool stuff, way cool stuff, way, way, way cool stuff. And here's the thing, the West Side went bananas in pledging. And it made me think that we hadn't had a live pledge drive when the West Side was on board. We had Port Angeles and Bellingham, and they pledged a lot too this year. But what we had was Puyallup and Olympia and Tacoma and Seattle, and those guys just kicked it, man. It was amazing, and they all said such way cool stuff. And I want to thank especially Hannah and Sarah McDaniel and Tom Saylor, and especially Angelie Dodia for doing the singing with me. Did some great harmonies. Our classical music host, and talked some about stuff, and it was just a hoot. Alrighty. One of the things that happened, I went out and bought a bunch of albums because I couldn't find them in my library because my library is a mess. But anyway, I bought some albums that we never aired on that pledge drive. We never aired on either one of them for that matter. And I bought this one, so now I have two copies of it. If anybody wants one, I'll give it to you. Anyway, I love this album. I love this album a lot. Through the Wind and the Rain. I love Kathy Ryan's music. All five of her albums. And some of them are kind of hard to find now. Kathy Ryan, who used to be with Cherish the Ladies, who has the most awesome American-Irish voice ever, ever, ever. And she gathers some of the coolest musicians around herself, and she's just really something. She's probably in her early 60s now, and she still sounds like she's a 20-year-old milkmaid. She's just that good. And so this is The Wishing Well from Through the Wind and the Rain. We're going to quit talking now and just play some music. Alrighty? Here we go. Kathy Ryan, The Wishing Well. Love this song. I want to know about the magpie. She talks about seeing a magpie, and once she sees the magpie, she knows that her heart's going to be broken. Need to know about that. What does that mean? Magpies don't have a very good reputation, do they?
I threw my heart in the wishing well. The day I met him by the river, he sang fa-little-da, doodle-dine-a-day. Our love will go on forever. He said, give me your smile at the end of the day. I gave him my heart in the bargain. He sang fa-little-da, doodle-dine-a-day. He was so clever and charming. Rightly done. Took up my heart from the grinding stone and gathered the bits and the tatters. I sang fa-little-da, doodle-dine-a-day, fare thee well to the love that was shattered. I've been long up and down on the same old road with the well and the mill and the morning, singing fa-little-da, doodle-dine-a-day, and I'll be on the new road with the dawning. Rightly done, da. Diddly-o, diddly-i-do. Right-a-dum-da, right-a-diddle-diddle-do, right-a-dum-da. If I had wings like Noah's dove, I'd fly across the river to the one I love. Fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well. I loved a man who was long and tall. He moved his body the river. One of these days, and it won't be long, you'll call my name and I'll be gone. Fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well. As sure as birds life is hard living without the one you love. Fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well. If I had wings like Noah's dove, I'd fly across the river to the one I love. Fare thee well, my honey, fare thee well. Thank you. was the wild flowers I preferred, who owed nothing to nobody, but blossomed in the ditches and made their own way in the world. 'Twas the wild flowers I admired, who never done nothing to you, but driven from the garden, sang their own songs in the spring. You can have your lily, you can have your rose, that were taken and broken and bred by men. They were grafted and lamed, twisted. Flowered by the roadside and wore their own colors in the sun. Before you, they'll be there after you. That will out, like your own true nature. You can try, that you never will defeat the wildflowers I enjoy. They had nothing. Sang their own songs in the spring and wore their own colors in the sun.
I just think that is one of the greatest songs, The Wildflower. Kathy Ryan, the meditations about the wildflower and what you mean to me, oh, wildflower. And before that, we heard a bunch of stuff from Donald Clancy and this wonderful guitar album where he both finger picks and flat picks and some jigs, a couple of reels, and good stuff. Donald Clancy. We also heard Fare Thee Well. That's an old, old, old classic that a lot of people do. From Kathy Ryan. She did a nice job on that with some wonderful harmony backup. Trying to find out who that was on that harmony backup. She always surrounds herself by excellent singers and players, and so get that all figured out. Kathy Ryan. And we're going to hear one more from her at the very end of the show. Kathy Ryan. She does one of the best versions of Somewhere Along the Road, Someone Waits for Me. You know that song that Rick Kemp, Mattie Pryor's husband, wrote, partner, whatever they are. And they've done a bunch of albums together, and they've kept the whole Steel Ice Band legacy going. Yes, they have. All righty. All right, Kathy Ryan. You know, when I was a kid, which is just a couple of years back, when I was a kid, and I was just starting to get interested in bluegrass and listening to what good bluegrass was all about and starting to distinguish the traditional from the more contemporary and the old-timey versus bluegrass, old-time string band music and all this stuff. And I was just really getting into the Red Clay Ramblers and some things like that, but also into Norman Blake, who really paved the way for me even more than Doc Watson. Doc Watson came a bit later for me, but Norman Blake paved the way, and one of the things that he did was he came out with an album called, one of his very first albums called Whiskey Before Breakfast on Rounder Records. And we're going to hear the first cut that I ever really listened to Norman Blake play guitar on. And it was the Arkansas Traveler. We're going to hear that very soon. But first, this band, Front Range, don't even know what happened to them. Front Range was one of the most amazing bluegrass bands ever in the 80s. And they had a bunch of way cool albums out. And they had great harmonies. And they just did it straight up and heads up. And as honest as the day is long, they were Front Range. As honest as the day is long. And this is from their Silent Ground album. This is the Cowtown Boogie.
But the drive's almost over and son of a gun, we'll head Cowtown and we'll have some fun. I get a $5 room and a $2 meal, a nickel shave and a 10-cent beer, a new suit of clothes and a Stetson too, and a brand new pair of dancing shoes. And then I'm ready,
ready
to paint the town. I'm ready,
ready
to lay my money down. I'm ready,
ready
to see what I can lose. I'm ready to do the Cowtown Boogie. I'm ready,
ready
to find my honey. I'm ready,
ready
to spend my money. I'm ready,
ready
to do it right. We'll do the Cowtown Boogie all through the night. I can't wait to walk through them swinging doors. I can't wait to get out on that dancing floor. Have all the fun I can stand and more. Buy another round and then watch me roll. And I'm ready,
ready
to paint the town. I'm ready,
ready
to lay my money down. I'm ready,
ready
to see what I can lose. I'm ready to do
the Cowtown Boogie.
I'm ready,
ready
to find my honey. I'm ready,
ready
to spend all my money. I'm ready,
ready
to do it right. We'll do the Cowtown Boogie all through the night.
Thank you.
First met sweet Laura Lee. She had just turned 22, wed to a man she thought she knew. Turned out to be the vicious kind she longed to leave him far behind. She longed for love so desperately, fell hard and we fell fast, but knew the secret would never last. She asked her man to set her free. He said, "You'll die before you leave." I told her that we'd run away, but he caught me alone. Crept up on me from behind, left me lying neath the pines. Oh, my Laura, can you hear me? Though my lips make not a sound, I still dream of you, sweet Laura, as I sleep. Said his work is not complete while Laura's heart still held the beat. There was no one who'd blow his bell, but one night he broke out of jail. He came to find his Laura Lee, but she sent him. Jury called her justified. Now she comes to me at night. As her tears fall on my grave, I can hear her as she prays. Oh, my Laura, can you hear me? Oh, my not a sound. I still dream of you, sweet Laura, as I sleep in silent ground. I still
Watching Good Time Charlie Friends is driving me insane. Down on shady Charlotte Street, the green lights look red. Wish I was back home on the farm in my feather bed. Get myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose them thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. Yesterday's news, folded up page 21, stuck it in my shoes. Gave me a nickel to the poor, my good turn for today. Folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose them thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. Black Diamond brand, I'd string up this old Martin box and go and join some band. But I guess I'm gonna stay right here, just pick and sing a while. Try to make me a little change and give them folks a smile. And give myself a rocking chair to see if I can lose them thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. Give myself a rocking chair to see if I can lose them thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues.
Turtle dove, I am not what I see.
That was hot. I have to confess, I've not heard of these people, and that means I'm way out there. That means I'm way stupid. They've been around for quite a while. Della May, this great bluegrass band. Kimber Ludeker is in this band, daughter of the late Tony Ludeker. Amazing fiddle. What a fiddle family that is. My gosh. And, yeah. So there you go. Della May, a couple of Della May tracks. Ain't No Asheville Burn. Probably the best version that harkens back to the old Ranch Romance version. And I think that Ranch Romance should take credit for being the band that really got that one out there. Eunjiang Shin doing the assistant production work on this show. And I'm Dan Maher. Email me at dasindaniel, maherwsu.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be back for two more hours of stuff. You just hang on, because we're coming right back. Hang on now.